The text for our meditation this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 55. We read verses 1 and 2. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good. Delight yourselves in rich food. Speaking from experience, many of you, when you move out on your own, you get married, you're going to have to start figuring out food. I don't just mean cooking food. I mean everything that comes along with it. Meal planning, how to buy food for a week or more at a time, how to use up ingredients so that they don't spoil in the fridge. Now that last one can be particularly frustrating, and it's one thing that I have a lot of experience with. You work hard to make money, you spend that money on food, and then one day you open up your fridge and you find a half-used bag of spinach, wilted and 2 weeks past its expiration. Such is the nature of the things of this world. You work hard. You put your time and your energy into some goal to achieve some result, and then that result is so temporary, so unfulfilling, you wonder if it was even worth it. It's like we spend our entire lives struggling and working hard, pushing the stone up the hill, and once you reach the top, all of a sudden it rolls back down to the bottom, and you're back to square one. Think of that car that you worked hard to earn enough money to buy, and just a few months later you needed to pump more money in it because it needed major repairs. Or the relationship that you worked on for an entire year plus, and yet it still ended in a painful breakup. All is vanity, a grasping after the wind. And so Isaiah writes, why? Why do you spend your money for these things which are not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Now today is Wednesday of Holy Week. Supposedly on this Wednesday, a couple thousand years ago, that Judas went to the chief priests and offered to give over Jesus, his teacher, for 30 pieces of silver. And Judas fell into the trap of the world. He fell into that fevered race to collect as much money and enjoyment as you can scrape out of this life. But as the old saying goes, money can't buy happiness. And you can extend that beyond money. No, nothing from this world can buy happiness. See, inside of every single human being on earth is this pit, this gnawing hunger, as everyone recognizes there's got to be something else out there. And so people strive to fill that pit, to fill the void with many different things, with money or fame, or charitable acts, or popularity, or 30 pieces of silver. What are some of the things that you turn to for fulfillment? What are the things that you spend your time and your money on trying to fill that void within you? Well, nothing can fill the void. Nothing can appease our hunger, as Judas learned the hard way, as he went and in despair hung himself. Well, all that hunger that the world experiences, it's there because of sin. It's the sin that completely empties us out, that makes us unworthy before God, and that drives people to search high and low for something to fill them up. There's only one answer to this hunger. Only God can bring about the end of this disappointing cycle. And so he invites us, poor, hungry sinners, and he says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. So all those things that we pursue in this life, trying to fill ourselves up, they're really like junk food. It looks good, it tastes good, but it will never really satisfy our cravings. And it's no replacement for the food that God gives. God points us to that food in His Word, and He says, "Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good. Delight yourselves in this rich food." So not only be filled with this food, but also have joy and delight in it. And Christ reiterates that invitation in John 6 when He says, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you." So Christ has the answer to our hunger. A much better answer than all those things that we try to fill ourselves with, all those things that we work hard for that are really nothing more than wilted spinach in the back of the fridge. What is that answer that Christ gives? Well, He then identifies it a few verses later. He says, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never hunger, and the one who believes in me will never thirst." In Christ Jesus, we'll never hunger. We'll never be left unsatisfied, never be left watching the stone roll all the way back down the hill, the stone that we worked so hard to push up. No, because it is Christ. He is the one who rolled a much greater stone, the great boulder of the sin of the entire world. He rolled that up the hill. And when He reached the top, He put it upon His own shoulders and crucified them along with Himself on the cross. Now that weight of your sin, it's been lifted off of you. No longer do you have to contend with the world for fleeting happiness, because you have received eternal joy from Christ. Now as we think about this food from Christ, realize that it's Holy Week. Tomorrow is Thursday, Maundy Thursday, the day that Jesus would institute the Lord's Supper. When you receive Christ's body and blood along with the bread and wine, that is the food that truly satisfies. That is the food that fills your deepest hunger, that void caused by sin. It fills that hunger for righteousness, because in that body and blood, you receive forgiveness. When the pastor hands you the wafer and the blood, it is Jesus saying to you, "Eat and be filled, for I have paid for your sins. I have filled your hunger." Now, as I said at the beginning, many of you are going to have to figure out food someday. You'll probably struggle with it. You'll struggle with spending the money to buy food, and you'll struggle with it when the food quickly spoils. And so in contrast to that, our Savior invites you to come. Eat the food that does not spoil. Eat and drink His suffering and death, and you are perfectly filled. He says, "He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Listen diligently to God's word and delight in that rich food." Amen.